Welcome, everybody. It's a big call, and Happy New Year, everyone. And welcome to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, January 6th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This call is our first call, which is in the 15th year, if I'm right. Is it first or second call of the 15th year? I think it's our second. Call. Yeah, that's right. I think so. All I know is we did not have a call on New Year's Day. We did have one on Christmas night, but we decided not to have one last Tuesday, if I'm remembering right. And because I get the dates all mixed up in my mind with this Christmas and New Year's
Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Last Thursday. Yeah.
Right. Last Thursday was New Year's. Yes, that's right. So thank you, Sue. I knew you'd help me out on that. We're really thrilled to start this new year with a good call tonight. I'm looking forward to it. So let's go pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue, what should be another exciting, encouraging, uplifting teaching that will edify us and strengthen us in God's word. So Lord God, we just thank you so much for the new year. Thank you that we made it through the Christmas and Hanukkah season. We made it through New Year's, and we're off and running in 2026. Thank you for this time. Thank you for Sue and for Bob. Thank you for all of the helpers to the Big Call, and thank you for Big Call Universe, the audience that has been with us, some of them, for the last 14 years. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing. Thank you for blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is that special time, and it's really fun for us to listen to what you've prepared for us, and then we get to comment on it and have a good time doing that. So thank you, Sue.
Well, you're welcome, Bruce. And it's a real honor to be back January 6th, 2026. And so this has to be a special teaching, and I hope you feel it is. The anointing, a key to personal growth. Christ-like character can never be fully developed without serving under the anointing. Anointed ministry brings us into contact with the power needed for personal transformation. Both the Old and New Testament are filled with great examples of empowering for supernatural endeavors. That's us. An important principle is found in the story of King Saul. God spoke, saying the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him and turn him into another man. The anointing transforms the vessel it flows through. Two key phrases follow this promise. Number one, God gave him another heart. Two, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he prophesied among them, the prophets. Saul was given an opportunity to become all that Israel needed him to be, a king with a new heart, and learn to do all he needed to do, hear from God and declare his prophecy. I have a dear friend who had a huge character flaw that spiritually crippled him and his family for a season. Yet during this time, he still had a very strong prophetic anointing. He was not the first person to think that his successful ministry was a sign of God's approval of his private life. Many have fallen victim to that error through the years. When I confronted him about his secret sin, he wept with deep sorrow. Because of his place of influence in the church, I felt a keen responsibility to bring him under discipline. No organization is any stronger than its ability to discipline its members, whether it's a business, government, church, or family. Part of my restrictions for him was to keep him from giving prophetic words for a season. He accepted this direction as necessary. The purpose of power. Many believe his power exists only to help us overcome sin. This understanding stops very short of the Father's intent for us to become witnesses of another world. Doesn't it seem strange that our whole Christian life should be focused on overcoming something that has already been defeated? Sin and its nature have been yanked out by the roots. Many constantly call out to God for more power to live in victory. What more can he do for us? If his death wasn't enough, what else is there? The battle has already been fought, and would be possible that the process of constantly bringing up issues dealt with by Christ is what actually has given life to those issues. Part of our problem is this. We are accustomed only to doing things for God that are not impossible. If God doesn't show up and help us, we can still succeed. There must be an aspect of the Christian life that is impossible without divine intervention. That keeps us on the edge and puts us in contact with our true calling. Make no mistake, character is a supreme issue with God, but his approach is much different than ours. His character is not built only on our own efforts. It is developed when we continue to strive to become and to do the supernatural and the impossible things he's calling us to do. That is our first teaching on the big call for this year, 2026. I hope it expands your heart, gives you a new heart, and expands your vision. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for bringing that to us so eloquently. And gosh, how many different directions can we take off on that teaching? Wow. We started with anointing. We brought up King Saul. We didn't talk about King David, who would replace him, and all the story in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. But all of that, and yet the power, the anointing, the dunamis that we need to do miracles, to make major changes in people's lives, to speak things that aren't as though they were, all of that power is available through the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of God in the Trinity, or in the triune God, or in the Godhead, known by all three terms. And I just think that's a wonderful concept for us to grasp when it comes to doing what it is God is blessing us with to do. He's going to give us whatever power we need to go forward as we believe for things that aren't yet, but they will be for us. And, you know, I was thinking about angels. A lot of people don't realize that angels were created beings that God has for us to use to effect certain things in the heavenlies. In other words, spiritual battle, to fight spiritual battle. Now, also, angels can be used, you know, to help us and rescue us and keep us from getting in an accident or this and that. They are available, but you have to call on them. Jesus could have called on how many legions of angels to come rescue him? But of course, he chose not to. He chose to go to the cross. And yet in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying to God to say, you know, is there another way to do this? Is there a way to remove this cup from me and do it another way? And then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He yielded to the will of God. And then he, of course, he went to the cross, and it provided salvation to all who would receive it, to all who would believe it. Not the fact that he died, but the fact that he died, was buried, and resurrected to newness of life. That is who gave us salvation. What do we do with it? What do we do beyond that? What about the concept of we talked about speaking things that aren't as though they were, a future thing. What about blessing and cursing? God is the one who blesses. Satan is the one who curses. So you could have situations where you have sickness in your family, and you've had a sickly type family for generations. Your father, your mother, somebody, your grandfather, whatever. People have gone through certain illnesses, certain things. Well, those can almost be considered, and in some cases are, generational curses. So you have to take control of that and break those generational curses. You literally can break them by how you speak to them and say, we're no longer under that curse of the XYZ family. You know, we're no longer under that. We're free, we're sovereign, we're blessed. And we're going with God. We're moving forward. We're not going to take what came down through generations in the way of a curse. What if it's a curse of poverty? What if it's, we've always been poor. We poor and our people before us, they were poor too. Well, you can break that curse. And, you know, many, many people who are in this blessing of the RV are going to break that curse. And you need to speak that into existence. I'm no longer going to be poor. I'm no longer going to have lack. I'm no longer going to have illness in my life. I'm no longer going to have this, that, and the other. All of that, some of that is generational curses. So you need to look that up, learn how to break those, and break those generational curses from your life and that of your children and your children's children. So get into that, look that up, speak that, and realize that our God is a God of blessing, not of cursing. That's Satan's side. We're not paying attention to what Satan tells us. We're moving on beyond that, and we're going with God. And I thought that was a really good teaching, so you saw how I kind of maneuvered through it a little bit. But that's really, really a good teaching, and there were a lot of different aspects to it. And we didn't even get into talking about anointing. Maybe Bob will have something on that. But I just think it's amazing the power that we have to do what God is looking for us to do. He wants us to accomplish a lot. He wants us to do a lot. He wants us to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. He wants us to do a lot, but we have to step out in faith. Use your faith. Believe God. Step out. And that's what I got out of your teaching, Sue. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome,
Bob,
Bruce.
Thank you. Bob, this was another good one. So what do you think? And how do you apply it to your life, Bob?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you both. It's a really great way to start our new year.
Yes.
Is a teaching that helps us ponder and focus on that growth teaching was talking about. And I started thinking, you know, what is my special growth, or what can each person have as their growth for this moment? And know, people think about New Year's resolutions. Well, this year I'm going to do this or not do this. And
right.
In fact, there's only the now moment to make the change, and it can be many things people can select. It could be, you know, their health or getting organized or something about finances or their relationships. And each of those things, if you point to your relationship with God, each can have a higher level of resolution or improvement. You know, health to a large extent is about your attitude. And we know when people are under constant stress, constant sympathetic nervous system, that they're going to live less long than others who are more prayerful and meditative and have a larger perspective of things. And that's what I think is really great about these teachings and the commentary, is it helps us to have this larger overview that we can see ourselves as, you know, children of God from a place where we would be when we're communicating with the angels. And that posture, that attitude is very common amongst long-lived people and very healthy people. And the organization and chores that we might resolve to tackle is something that can be done without it being a chore. Because if we're focused first on our relationship to God, we can be happy and we can happily arrange things and, you know, sing a song while we're doing those chores of praise and make it into something totally different. And the same with finances, you know, the teaching, and as Bruce was saying, expect miracles. Well,
sure.
Expecting miracles is a really good thing to do. We should start off at least, you know, each week at the beginning of the week, you know, asserting and declaring that you're expecting miracles of finance. And they don't have to be gigantic miracles. It can be something small, but even something small can be, it can have gratitude heaped upon it, which brings the energy of even more. And if we're resolved in our own growth to improve our relationships, knowing that our relationship with God is going to heal all of those other relationships we might set about to heal. And I love the whole idea at the end, Bruce, as you were talking about doing the impossible that you're called to do. And some people are destined to have many great things to do, many tasks, and it takes courage and faith. But that person, which is the people listening to the big call with their great projects to accomplish, is not something ever to be looked upon as a burden just because you're called. It's rather to be looked upon as a crown given to you as a display. And as you wear this great responsibility, these impossible things God's given you, wearing it as a crown shows your divinity, and many of the angels will notice that divinity as your attitude shifts towards a crown, and they'll be standing by to help because you're showing, here I am. I'm the one who's called. And, you know, even with a curse, this crown draws those angels, and a curse becomes easily recognized then as simply an aspect of your own mind that's to be transcended with your focus on God.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Bob. I like that. I think that's really good. And I love the difference between, you know, Bob, the idea of what is a burden and what could be a blessing or a crown. And I think it's like a blessing, not a burden, but a privilege that we have to do these things as unto the Lord. And we're doing it. Big Call Universe is geared up and ready to start. Some of them have already started. Sue's really great guns to go forward with everything that she has planned. So, Sue, what do you think of this teaching that you found for us, and how would it apply to you?
Well, it's so wonderful to be back on the call, and I feel like I'm sitting in a sea of crowned beings that are anointed, and just to hear, you know, to take everything that both of you shared. As usual, I'm going to give another perspective, point of view. What's different for the first time in human history? 2026. We're sitting at the nexus point of a population-wide shift in our finances. This is, you know, this isn't just one individual, it's not one country, but it's a population-wide shift. So every one of us are globally anointed. And I think it's really important to kind of use that ability to put on the power of vision, number one. And a vision, just like Bob said and you said, Bruce, that eclipses the past. It is in the now. And what's exciting about this period is we know from epigenetic science that it's our thoughts, just like you were saying, Bruce, I've been poor and I've always been poor, or just yesterday I ate too much or drank too much. That's the past. And to use our authority for two primary things, because this is important. I really want people to understand that we're going to be in a post-scarcity world. So our meaning-making, the ability to have life and our values and how we design what is possible isn't going to be based on, like Bob said, the burden of carrying a big project and doing a lot. It's going to be based on our ability to move with Christ, anointed, in coherence. And what do I mean by coherence? It means you're so connected to that inner Christ power in you and your supernatural power. And you've got resources now that you're not acting from scarcity, lack, pain. You're literally allowing the anointing to remove everything that you embodied, that your parents embodied, about how reality got created. It is a seismic shift in the meaning and the clarity and the ease of being able to connect to Christ directly. It means that you're walking with that power And what would you feel like? And here's the difference. It's not a lot of words. What would your body feel like? Because it's when you embody in 100 trillion cells coherence, like all your cells know, I have the power to move with well-being and clarity, wisdom, joy, and meaning into this new area, new time. And I'm going to represent what that looks like without getting frayed by acting as if I'm still in the old world and the old timeline. What does that look like? How do I feel when that power is moving through me like a beautiful golden energy in Christ? How does that feel in my body? How do I hold that without leaking my energy over too many things to do, too much distraction to this, to that? That, to me, is what this teaching and what this time is about. There's been no time in history when we have the consciousness resources, the amount of people in Christ, and then the abundance to choose that reality to move through us collectively. So that's why I picked this teaching.
Thank you, Sue. I love that perspective, and I love what Bob said. And I think that's really, it's always good when we get a teaching and we can all expand on and give our just our thoughts to it. So thank you, Sue, very much for that. And now it's time to shift. It's not a seismic shift, but it's a shift into prayer and praise. So why don't we see if anyone has written in, and let's see if we have anything we can pray over or anything we can praise God over.
Thank you, Bruce. So we have from Scott. I know I keep praising for the changes I'm experiencing since my stroke struggles. For the past couple of years, I've dealt with moments where my brain sent a message through my body to basically shut down. I call them woo-woo moments. I'm not dizzy or spinning, but it's just not right. It gets almost catatonic. They normally last 5 to 10 minutes, but the last ones were 1 hour to 2 hours long. Doctors couldn't explain it. Just the residual issue of trauma to the brain. My praise is that they've stopped, and that's in capital letters.
Amen.
I was praying for the med-bed help, but God showed up as planned. I love that. And once again, showed off. Love that, too. I believe a miracle has happened once again, big call universe. I owe my life to you for your prayers, either one or collectively, all of you. God has and is hearing our prayers, like he did with Hagar in the desert, as Hagar and Ishmael sit under a bush. Don't stop praying for everyone you know. God hears your prayers. I pray for you daily. Now let's all pray for 800 numbers to be let out.
Yep.
I love you all. Be blessed.
Pastor Scott.
That's wonderful, Pastor Scott, isn't it?
It is, Sue. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That's a great situation, and we continue to believe that those incidents have stopped and will stop forever, and that you will just move forward from this point on in divine health, in Jesus' name.
And then we have another, I don't think she was expecting me to say this, and I bet she's got little tingles on her arms right now. But this is from Faith, odd people, Faith, who is a lioness for, how shall I say, just going after the corrupt mortgage, lending. I don't know, how do you want me to express that, Faith? But she has she has been having a moment where the levy they tried to adhere, the Senate Oversight Committee intervened and got me an internal printout, and they had nothing. So this is a woman who's in such a huge fight for everyone that was a victim of all this corruption, and I just want to give a shout-out to her and surround her in ever-renewing joy while she's going through this, strength, wisdom, and the significance and the meaning of her soul's commitment to reversing harm. And so she is anointed, blessed, and we thank you, Faith, for everything you've done for all the people that have suffered. Because it is about that. It's about ending suffering. And as she closes, she says, good times. So funny. Thank you, Faith.
True.
I know. It was fun.
Thank you, Faith.
Yes. And let's go to Jenya. Heavenly Father, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you, and we give you all the glory. Happy New Year to everyone. We reflect on the past, but pray and look forward to the future. We're embracing new beginnings, new chances, new challenges with limitless possibilities. Renewed hope for what we still have to discover, for what we've been waiting and praying for, like the 4B blessing, humanitarian projects and med beds to be healthier. Isaiah 43:19. Today, January 6th, 12 days after Christmas, Christians around the world celebrate Epiphany with a series of celebrations that go from parades and gifts, giving for children, to the blessings of water. It's called the Feast of Epiphany, Three Kings Day, Three Wise Men, and Theophany. Theophany from Greek for, I guess you meant to say Theophany, from Greek for appearance of God. Heavenly Father, today the Big Hall family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health, Sue's health and recuperation. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Yep.
Hope for this RV blessing and med beds ASAP. For everyone investigating fraud in Minnesota, Ohio, Maine, Washington, California, Illinois, and other states, we pray for their safety. President Trump's health, his family, his cabinet members, and their safety. World peace. Wishing everyone a very happy, healthy, and safe 2026. Stay strong in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That's right. We echo that prayer that you've made, and we agree with it and are looking forward to really positive changes for all of us at the very beginning of this month, of this year. Thank you. Sue, was that everything?
That is everything.
Okay. All righty. And yes, we're glad that Sue is feeling better and is over your fever and hopefully everything else that was attached to it. And we just call you healed and blessed of the Lord, Sue, and we speak healing to your body as a group on the Big Call. Complete and total health and healing throughout your body in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well,
thank you, Bruce. And I just want to thank everybody for, thank you, Bob, for manning the helm. And thank you so much for your prayers. I could feel them. And I just can't tell you how much they meant. So thank you so much. It's who else? Oh, a member of the pod said she hadn't missed work in 10 years, and we were commiserating on the fact that we both have the same thing. And
really?
So, She's like, Sue, I had the same. Did you have this? And I said, I don't know what I have. But she said, I haven't missed work. And she's hardcore. She's hardcore.
Yep.
She's hardcore.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's good, Sue. So tell us, Sue, you're back. We got the big call. We're cranking it out. What is it that we should know? What would you like to impart to us tonight?
Well, this is going to be a little different because I think we grow when we're exposed to something we're not expecting. It creates neurogenesis. It creates a spike in our brain. And I really want us to not go to New Year's resolutions. That's so same old, same old. That's so,
yeah.
They're valuable.
Yeah.
I'm not dismissing that. But anybody that's on this call is really preparing for something that is a post-disruptive world. And what do I mean by that? It means we're preparing, and you've got to be hopefully in some processes within yourself to create a stability inside of you as this world starts going through a really beautiful but comprehensive redesign of all its systems. That's a huge thing for everybody to really to grasp with their whole being. So that, I'm going to call this walking into wisdom and meaning. So let me give you some facts. There's a Axios, which is the news channel, was talking about how right now, because of the splintering in independent media, all these different medias, all the changes that are going on, people are being challenged because they're giving so much attention to information sources outside of themselves. Raise your hand if you're trying to keep up with a lot of different news feeds and it's noble and it's valuable, yes. But they were talking about how attention is getting more and more splintered and fragmented. That's number one. Number two, as we go forward, let's just really contextualize this. You've gone into the Redemption Center. You have a very flush balance. You come home. You find out that your adult children now have quite a flush balance. You find out that, you know, there are changes in government. There are changes in basically everything is changing. What is it that's going to keep you so that you feel stable and can move with all these things outside of you changing when the majority of your life has been, oh, I'm adapting to that which is outside of me. I'm adapting to that which is outside of me. That's your primary orientation. And so I'm going to suggest, and I'm going to give you something to think about this week. We're not going to be introducing a class. We're not going to be doing anything. I just want you grounded and oriented so that you can carry out the beauty of what you're here to create. Every one of us is going to be seeding a whole new optimized version of a healthy reality. That's why we're here. We're here to make the world whole again. So how do you do that when all the world around you is going through kind of a reality shuffle? What would you do? How would you know you were making progress with that? And what is real? Is there anything sacred left? And here's what I want to suggest. All you have to do is ask yourself, what is it that would nourish? What are the things that are nourishing to my soul? What is the rhythm that is nourishing to my soul? You couldn't ask that kind of a question in the previous world. You couldn't ask that. You would be called, what are you thinking about? Get some meat and potatoes on the table. What is nourishing to your soul? Could your parents say that? Are the people that are coming to help you, are they going to be able to say that? You've got to be able to say, I'm here for the post-scarcity world. And I'm here to build what is going to regenerate life. That's what Christ walked as. He walked as one who regenerated life. And when you're reading anything, you might as well be putting on glasses and saying, oh, right, this was written in the pre-quantum, pre-RV, scarcity-based, struggle-based world. Everything that you're looking at is kind of the residue, the shadow of that world. So what if you made it your task, and if we have a call on Thursday, I'm going to reinforce this. This is going to be what I'm doing for this week. No classes, no DYBFs, none of that. Because this is the hallway, the portal, where you must commit to seeing with the eyes of your heart, with a body and embodying, not in your head, not spiritually bypassing so you're forgetting what you're feeling. What does your heart, your mind, and your whole being, how do you move through the world? So you're creating meaning by the way you nourish yourself, the way you move, the rhythm you move, how you connect with people. Imagine if millions of people chose to do what was nourishing to themselves and to others. In 1 year, we would be redesigning and living in a completely different world, which is the purpose of why we're on this call. We're not here to be linear, McKenzie-oriented only, left brain. Sure, there's going to be lots of left brain, operational, all that stuff. But for the first time in the planet's history, it's being guided by the inner architecture, the inner truth that you embody. Not your intellect, but your ability to move through this so that you're walking into meetings coherent. You're listening inside yourself to say, okay, what's the next step that I take? And you're getting the support you need, but constantly going inside to stay in alignment with Christ. Constantly tuning your nervous system. It's going to be a nervous system-based reality. those that know how to regulate, be coherent, breathe well, move into wholeness, get regulated, stay regulated, come home, take the time they need before they connect with their spouse, create a whole new rhythm based on what? On treating life as sacred. Life has not been sacred. It's been corrupted. And anyone, and I know a lot of people that know this, it's been hard to lead a sacred life because it's so out of tune with the secular or the intellectually driven or the technocratic or the predominant way of life. But everybody on this call is, I believe, called to have life and have it more abundantly as a living, regenerative expression. And it starts with how you commit to feeling my words. Is it ringing as, yes, I remember, that's what I came to do? So you live from your wholeness, not from your programming, not from your conditioning, but from your memory of who you are as a living vessel in Christ. And if you can dedicate yourself to deepening into that experience every day, I become deeper and more closely one with Christ, and my life and my peace, my sovereignty, and the way I move through life reflects that. That to me is the ultimate long-term, multi-decade, multi-century vision to hold. Because when you get into the med bed, you're here for a very long time. Do not contaminate it with smallness that was part of the previous epoch that had you believe you were smaller, less significant, less holy than you actually are. We have to close the door on anything less than our divinity. So that's my segment for tonight. That's my new year.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Thank you. An interesting perspective. A lot of interesting thoughts and things that we can embody and that we can keep in our spirit and know who we are in Christ and where we're going and not reliving the past, but not letting outer influences control us. Not let other things outside of us control us.
Yep.
And go forward with the newness of life. Yep. That's great. Thank you, Sue. That's really good. Thank you for being here on the call again. And yes, we will plan to have a call Thursday night. I can tell you that now. We are planning to have Thursday night call. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Just so you know, Sue. All right. Thank you. And Bob, I know you have a great perspective for 2026. And you've got things already in the works now for us in terms of some newness. Tell us anything that you'd like as far as any new testimonials, any new sale items, anything else that we need to know going forward, Bob.
All right. Well, the first thing is, Bruce, this year, we're not planning on getting any testimonials.
No.
And we're not going to have any sales.
No sales, no testimonials. Oh, shucks.
Yeah. And there's no games today, but there are some scores.
Okay.
2-1, 6-3,
7-4. Funny.
But there's lots of games this weekend. College football, yes. NFL yep. football playoffs.
Yes.
So, actually, you know, we're 6 days into the new year, and yep. I've got all these testimonials stacked up over the last
good.
Six days.
Let's reel Amazing. Some off, Bob.
So here's a great thing, you guys. Some from time to time, people will say that they listen to the Big Call in their testimonial, and they send in a picture. And this is one of those. This is an 82-year-old man who took a picture and sent us in his picture. He looks nowhere near 82. He looks like he's about 43. And he wrote in, "I've been taking the Boomer Boost for about 2 weeks, and I've noticed that I'm getting more energy and getting out more often instead of being an 82-year-old couch potato.
Right.
And my strength is getting much better with Myotrol. Thanks so much for your product. I am always listening to the Big Call." This is the guy
Excellent.
Sent the picture. He looks very
Great.
Peaceful. But you can see he used the Boomer Boost for 2 weeks, and he already looks 40 years younger.
That's terrific.
We got so many testimonials, I have to just pick out certain ones. Hang on. Going up. Listen to this. This is a person who started using our pain roll-on product called Super Strong.
Mm-hmm.
Says, "I have gone from using two crutches to one trekking pole in 6 days." "And I have been in this shape for over 2 years, crying most days, wondering what I've done to cause this. I decided to try something new because the old wasn't working.
Right.
Here we are, 6 days in, and I'm getting stronger every day. Thank you."
That's great.
You know, Bruce, we've just started getting testimonials about Super Strong, and also, you know, about
collagen.
And it's really good that's starting to happen, because it's whenever you launch a brand new product like this, it works well during the trial period, but then you have to see all the different things that it'll start to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that testimonial right there is a really great one to hear.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's great.
Listen to this testimonial, Bruce. "I have been with Boomers for nearly 15 years. And I enjoy making online purchases from your website. Thank you for the continued discounts and my healthy body. My health and my body has improved tremendously." 15 years.
That's great, eh? Super.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's how many years we've been in business. Now listen
That's
to
right.
These people wrote in about Gladiator Barley. "We are now both experiencing more energy and less pain. using the Gladiator Barley and Myotrol daily. I am 85 and my husband is 93. Thanks for two great products. People are amazed with us at our ages.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Now, you got to hear this one, Bruce. This is about Goodnight Formula. As someone with two sleep disorders, sleep apnea and idiopathic hypersomnia,
mm-hmm.
falling asleep and getting good quality sleep throughout the night is often a big struggle for me. I've tried different things for sleep, and Boomer's Good Night Formula is definitely the best. It helps me get sleepy quickly, and I find that I'm sleeping better throughout the night than I do without it. I've been using it as my nightly routine for a couple of months now, and I'll continue to use it. Great product with safe ingredients. You know, you would think taking a sleep aid that you buy from a website
mm-hmm.
would maybe be decent. But then you listen to that testimonial, and that was actually the results that the researcher was getting that we modeled our product after. So
right.
We were watching an interview. We were watching a YouTube podcast about 6 years ago, and there was a PhD-level scientist who specialized in severe sleep disorders, and she stumbled mm-hmm. upon this technique that was helping even the people with the most difficult problems.
Yeah.
And we immediately replayed the whole podcast and took notes mm-hmm. as exactly what she was doing with her customers that was not mm-hmm. prescription medication. And we called our formulator and asked them if they could remake our sleep aid with that in there. And they said they could. They made it and sent us samples, and we tried it. And we've been giving it to people ever since. And now here's a lady with clinical sleep disorders talking about how well it works.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, here's a testimonial that came in about collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, collagen is a brand new product. It's only been out 2 weeks. And it's a new invention. And it was designed for two things. One was to help people regrow the cartilage in their knees and hips. As you age, your cartilage wears out and you stop making it. But now with collagen, you can make cartilage again as if you were much younger, and it also has a really strong pain control component to it as well. And this man sent in a picture of him and his wife, and he wrote in and he said, "Hi, Bob. You might remember me as the man that broke almost all of my bones in a Corvette accident in my youth. I was in a body cast with compound fractures of both legs, several surgeries on my left knee and 5 on my right ankle. I'm also a survivor of a lightning strike. 3 years later, I was working on a business band antenna on a tower. It broke and fell on a 7,000 volt wire, and I spent another year in the hospital. Fast forward 2.5 years ago, I had 2 cords break on my mitral valve in my heart, and it shut my lungs down. I went in urgent care and was transported to the local hospital. I flatlined and was paddled and spent a total of 8 weeks in the hospital. While in the hospital, I was on a respirator and a BiPAP machine. I had to have heart surgery. My wife and I are like many of today's seniors, living on limited income, praying for the RV. Bob, I won't go into the strongman and boxing competitions that I won.
Oh, no.
Now I am the true and ultimate test for collagen. After only a week of taking this great product, my pain and my joints have reduced the pain by 50% or more. Thank you. We hope to use all the products in our wellness center after the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Praise for 77 years of age for my wife and myself. Blessings. And this is a, this man is a pastor. His initials are JM. So this is the first testimonial we got in regard to the collagen, which has been out now just for a couple of weeks.
Awesome. That's wonderful, Bob. So that collagen is going to help build cartilage in a little different way that than the super strong roll-on is building cartilage and stopping pain. What about the use of those two products together, Bob?
Yeah, so the super strong is not rebuilding your cartilage. It's just taking away inflammation, healing soft tissue, and blocking the pain. Okay? The collagen is blocking pain in a different way. Collagen is based on recent scientific research where there was a drug company that discovered a pain pathway that was previously unknown. They developed a drug over the course of many years and got it FDA approved, and it's being prescribed right now. In fact, I just downloaded an article from a scientific journal giving an update on the first 10,000 people that have used this new drug. And for some of the people, it did replace their opioids. And it worked to a degree for everybody. So Eric Kurtz figured out, he followed all that research, and he figured out a plant extract that would do the same thing, and he put it in collagen. And so that's what the man in the testimonial is experiencing. He's experienced a reduction in pain based on that one molecule that blocks a sodium pathway that is related to the reception of pain. And so this was really good to hear. And Eric told us that in the trial part that he did in California, there were a lot of people with all different kinds of pain, including fibromyalgia, that went away using the collagen long before it would have had the chance to rebuild their cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
That, in fact, it will also rebuild your cartilage. So in terms of using them both together, absolutely. You can use them both together. The collagen is a long-acting thing that's going to rebuild your cartilage. Yes, it's going to help with pain. But the roll-on's an immediate topical. It works within 5 minutes. And so if you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a headache, you can put that roll-on on your head, and it'll take care of your headache. If you wake up in the morning, you slept wrong, you got a crink in your neck, you can roll it onto your neck and the pain will go away. If you have a chronic bad back, you can treat your back with it before you go to bed and when you wake up in the morning. We've already heard people that are doing that. And many other things. People that have had pains for many, many years, that they've tried all kinds of things that didn't work, but the roll-on has been helping them. And now they're telling all their friends about it. And already, Bruce, after less than a month's time, it's already time for us to order more.
Oh, well,
the word spread
that,
around.
Eh?
Yeah, the word spread around really fast.
Awesome. That's terrific.
Yeah, So those were some of the testimonials that came in. And then I wanted to say, Bruce, that we started a new sale today, and it's actually three different things. The first thing is for anybody that starts a new subscription. So you're listening tonight, you hear about the testimonials, how great the Boomer Boost worked for that one man, how the barley worked for the husband and wife team, how the collagen worked for the pastor, and you want to get it and put it onto your subscription so that it arrives every month. You don't have to worry about running out. For that first month that you put it on subscription, you're going to get 20% off of it. It's normally 10%. We'll give you an extra 10%. And if you're a current customer and you've already got a subscription with a couple of products, but you've been thinking about trying to, you know, use the collagen or the Biotrol, and you want to put it on subscription, even if you already have other things on subscription, you can get 20% off of that new product that you put on.
Okay.
And the other thing is this, Bruce, and this is mostly for new customers that haven't tried our products yet. We have a combination that we've been selling for 14 years, which is the Boomer Boost and barley together, either Gladiator barley or heirloom barley. And when we first heard about the barley from Canada, we knew instantly we wanted to sell it with Boomer Boost. And we were able to formulate Boomer Boost in a specific way so that it worked the best with the barley. And I don't know how many thousands of people have used these two products together. I never calculated it, but it's definitely over 5,000 different people have used it.
Okay.
We decided to put it on sale for $99, which means you're going to get your barley for free, and you're getting a free shaker bottle. Normally this combination on a discount would cost $143.93. We put it on sale for $99.
There you go.
The benefits of this are, you can't even count them. But one of the things we know for sure, can reduce your inflammation by a factor of 10 or more. With inflammation being the main thing that ages us, the main thing that causes adult onset diseases. But there's many, many, many other things that combo does. You'll have to look at it on the website or give a call to the office if you want to learn more. But at that price, everybody should at least try it. The other one is, because of the time of year, Bruce, we put together a combo of lignans, probiotics, and vitamin C.
We
call it the Immune Defense Bundle. Normally it would sell for $134.75. We put that on sale for $99 also.
Okay. That's another big
saving.
Those
are the sales. An Immune Defense Bundle, your Dynamic Intro with a Barley and Boomer Boost, and a 20% off any new subscription.
There you go.
And, Bruce, it is 11 minutes after 10, and that's what I have for tonight.
Thank you, Bob. Man, that's really good. What a way to start off the new year. I love the testimonials. I love the pastor's testimonial. And, wow, that's terrific. All of them were really good, and they were all talking about different products. And, it's good to know about the Goodnight formula. The new version, which Bob was referring to, which has been out for about 6 years, I've taken it every night for the last 6 years. I took the other one, too, and it worked. But this last one, which is 6 years in the making, has really, really been great. And I'm a lucid dreamer, but I'm also a deep color colorized dream. And I usually have one, two, sometimes more dreams per night. And I do remember them, and I try to analyze them. And they're really, it's really fun. I like that. I look forward to going to sleep because of Good Night Formula. And it works. It works for me. It has beautifully. If you have any trouble sleeping, or you're not getting enough sleep, you're getting 4 or 5 hours, you're not getting, you know, 8 hours, 7 or 8 hours, the Good Night Formula will help you to get that full sleep cycle in. Right? So consider that and do it. To get to Bob's website, you go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get on there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on it. Takes you right into Bob's site. You go through, bring the product menu down, see the products that are on sale that he just described tonight. And then, of course, the real deal is to get the subscribe and save program going. And if you don't have it, you know, if you want to add a couple of products to it, like Myotrol or, you know, the Collagen or Super Strong or whatever, whatever you decide to add for the first month, you'll get 20% off of it. Well, that's a great concept. I can see a lot of people adding, you know, several products to their subscription. Also, the phone number to call. If you have a question or an issue or you just want to let Bob know you're planning on visiting him in the next month or two, just let him know and let them know so that he can coordinate and make sure that you guys can go visit on your way south for the winter. Okay? And the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609, good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, okay? And it works. And sometimes you'll call and maybe you don't get through and they'll ask you to leave a message. Go ahead and leave your name and phone number. They'll call you right back. And usually it's within minutes. Because once they get off the phone with another person, boom, they'll give you a call back. And that happens to me, even me. Yes, even me. I get that. It's fun. And Stephanie will call me back, and I'll give her a quick order, and then we'll go. So consider that. Let's see. Let's get into the intel. And I want to thank you, Bob. That was a really good segment. I love the testimonials. I love to know, especially what Big Call listeners are experiencing with these products. Yeah, and it's kind of fun to see how the new products are doing. You know, that's really cool. I know Myotrol is just absolutely kicking it. People are loving it, and I'm taking it every day. I love it. So let's get into the intel, and let's see where we want to start. Let's start with what President Trump did for the people of Venezuela. When was that, Saturday? I think it was. And it was, you know, overnight, great military op. He pulled out Maduro and his wife, and they're on their way. They're up in New York now. So, look, this was an action that needed to happen. And guess who the real beneficiaries are? The people of Venezuela are thrilled that he is gone. Maduro is gone, and they are rejoicing, and yes, we're filling in the void for now until we can have them have a good, solid, fair election and bring in a new prime minister or president into Venezuela. So that's going to take place. In the meantime, the United States and our oil companies will rebuild the infrastructure in Venezuela, and they will be reimbursed from the oil that they're pulling out of the ground. And then the people of Venezuela will see the benefits of the oil money that comes out. It's going to be really good for the people and good for the region, good for us, and everything. Everybody wins. Okay? So I'm excited about that. What about other countries with similar problems? Colombia, Mexico, don't forget Cuba, Iran. These countries are in a process, having seen what happened, I think we're looking at regime change in all of those. And you might have two of them going at once. You might have, basically, Iran is going to do it pretty much on their own without our intervention or involvement. From what I've heard, they're making the changes. The people are really not happy with the Ayatollah Khomeini, and I think that they're ready for a total regime change there. So let's see how that goes. Now, what about those countries affecting our going, the RV, the blessing? Now, what I've heard so far is we can go without them having regime change yet. We can go. Now, did we have to have Venezuela go? I think so. We had to have that regime change. That's one reason we haven't gone yet. But I also think that the Venezuelan Bolivar, B-O-L-I-V-A-R, Bolivar, is back on the screens at the redemption centers as a currency that's in the basket. And we knew at one time the Bolivar was going to put out a very, very good rate. Now, eventually, you guys realize all of these currencies that we're getting decent rates for now will slow down and drop down and be on par with our new dollar, meaning 1-to-1. One Bolivar to one USN dollar. Okay, that's where everything's going to go. But initially, for the first 2 weeks, month, whatever long, how long it takes to do these exchanges that we're going to do at the redemption center, that's going to be at the high level, and then it drops over a period of time back to one-on-one. That's where we're trying to get to for fair trade around the globe. Now, is every currency in the world going to be on par with the U.S. dollar? Not initially. But I understand that we only have this basket. We used to think there would be three baskets of currencies that would come at different times. The latest understanding in the last year or so has been, no, one basket, one time only, this is the shot. Okay, good. We can deal with that. So let's see what else. Let's clarify a couple things about the redemption center and the call center experience. I verified today that we have 6 call centers, 5 in the United States and 1 in Canada. And Canada will have their own 800 number. Canada, oh Canada, will have their own 800 number for their call center, and their redemption centers will be connected just like ours will. So realize that if you are in Canada and you get an email, and it should be from HSBC, as far as we know, then it should contain a number that would be used for Canada only. And that would take you to the Canadian call center. In the United States, in our 48, lower 48, and Alaska and Hawaii, we'll have 5 call centers And the 800 number that we get in our emails from Wells Fargo servers will give us a number to dial. And then we think initially it'll be like an AI voice, like Sue's AI voice, that we will use. And then you'll get the ability to transfer to a live person at the Redemption Center that's indicated when you put in your zip code for either where you live, where you work, or if you're traveling and you have your currency with you, where you might want to redeem at a different location than your own hometown area. Now, to clarify, redemption centers are real. UFOs are real too, but redemption centers are real. And we know a half a dozen leaders personally, as in know who they are, talk to them, meet with them, have lunch with them. You get what I'm saying? Our team knows these guys that run the redemption centers. And there are several, a couple thousand of these or more across the United States. And we know the people that send out the emails to the redemption center leaders. For example, there was a test email that went out, I believe it was Saturday, to the redemption center leaders. And they were told in that test email to respond back and make sure they entered their code so that they would have RSVP'd the email. Then we heard that they would be receiving another email at night, the next night, Sunday night, or Monday morning, to give them more information about the timing of everything. And that's what's happening. And we know those people that are doing that. So is there any question in my mind whether there are redemption centers or whether there are call centers? None whatsoever. We know it because we know it, and we know the locations of some of the redemption centers. We just do. We know them. Now, let's clarify one thing. Banks, primarily Wells Fargo in the United States, are overseeing each redemption center and with a U.S. Treasury representative. Now, redemption centers are connected to banks in some cases. In some cases, they're independent brick-and-mortar locations that are not connected to a bank. And in some cases, they are in a bank but a separate part of the bank. And in some cases, they are in a building which might have been used or is still being used for wealth management or so-called premier banking now is the term that Wells Fargo uses. So it could be on a different floor, but it might be in that same building. So the point is the redemption centers are designed to help us that are ZIM holders, of course, and currency holders, those of us that have projects, are looking at humanitarian needs, and are looking for hiring people, employment, creating jobs, all of this thing, the regeneration of so many businesses and lifestyles around the world, this is what they're there for. So are they a little bit warmer toward us than a bank would be? Yes, they are. And I've gone over that process, and Sue and I went through that process on Christmas night about everything from beginning to make the call to going into the Redemption Center for your appointment and starting with know your customer, customer verification of who you are, blah, 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 going all the way through the various processes that you'll do for the redemption of the Zim and exchange. Now, keep that in mind. So, what I'm saying is, if you have currencies and you just want to go to a bank, suit yourself. I wouldn't do it. If I had dinar, there's no way in this world I'd go to the bank, because the dinar has a contract rate at the redemption center only. And it's a terrific rate. I've told you guys approximately where it is. It's very high. President Trump set that up in his first term with the prime minister of Iraq and the head of the Central Bank of Iraq. And it's a stellar rate, excellent rate. So if you want to leave millions, if not billions, of dollars on the table, then go to the bank. Forget me and everything I'm telling you. If you want to maximize your exchange and maximize the fact that you can't take Zim to the bank, you know what they'll do if you did that? You take Zim to a bank, they're going to call. They're going to give you a number to call to set up an appointment at a redemption center. Okay? It's kind of like you should have set up the appointment at the redemption center to begin with. What are you thinking? Okay? So, now, the rate on the dong is not a contract rate. It is on the dinar, but not on the dong. But the dong rate that we've heard in the last few days is quite good, quite high. And everybody will be pleased with it. Okay? Just saying. That's what I'm saying about that. Now, go beyond the idea of setting your appointment. You know you're going to get a free Q phone if you're a Zim holder. They give that to you. And then that's going to be a sat phone. And I believe the service on it is not expensive at all. It's ridiculously cheap. And that Q phone is a satellite phone. It works all over the world. If you're in the jungles of Africa, if you're in the jungles of the Amazon in Brazil, and you can see through the trees, you've got a signal to the satellite, to the Starlink satellite system. So keep that in mind. And there will be a couple of pages of bank benefits or perks for banking with Wells Fargo, for example, that you'll have, and you can choose from that some things. I don't know if you're limited on how many things you can choose. Probably you can choose a few. And that's supposed to be a thank you. Like in the old days when they'd give you a toaster when you opened a new bank account. And you're going to get a lot more than a toaster in these perks that are on. And then take the perk sheet home, look it over, go through and say, well, is there anything here I might like? Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I think I'll do that. And then when you talk to your premier banker in the next few days or next week, whenever it is, and boom, you can just say, hey, listen, I'd like this on the perk. Can you hook me up with that? They'll say, oh, sure, absolutely. So the people in the redemption centers are here for us. Those of us who are Zim holders basically are looked at as sovereigns. Now, under the new restored republic, which we believe we're already in now, we're all considered sovereigns. But they really are going to go out of their way to help Zim holders and really be really good with us. Now, the appointment time is quick. If you're a big talker, you know, they're going to try to move you along a little bit. And, I'm talking to myself too, guys, because I'm not going to give this huge, long presentation on Rebuild America, on Rebuild International, on Pastoral Retreat Center, on Veterans Retreat Center, or Retreat Network. I'm going to do it succinctly, 3 to 5 minutes total, all four projects, 3 to 5 minutes, boom. But there's a lot to do in 40 minutes. There's a lot to do. And you're going to have money that day that you can get from your quantum account, where all the proceeds go from your exchanges, go into your quantum. You move funds from your quantum into your primary bank account with Wells, I'm saying. And then you have a debit credit card that's tied to that primary account. You'll get that day too. Mm-hmm. Plus your quantum card that you cannot lose. Put it in a very safe place. You don't buy anything with it. You don't shop with it. It's in a safe place. It's only used to move funds from your quantum account into a primary or secondary bank account. Simple. Just keep it in a safe place. I do not recommend putting it in a safe deposit box at the bank. I know it sounds safe, but what if the bank's closed and you need to get in there and move money? You know, not a good thing. You're going to have to keep it safe somewhere else. All right, let's talk about the timing that we have. What is happening? Now, I'm hearing from a few sources that we're looking for the U.S. dollar, our fiat dollar, that's backed by nothing except the full faith and credit of the United States. That's what's backing our current money we have in our pocket. Okay? But that fiat dollar is going to be replaced by an asset-backed dollar, which is assets like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, oil, nat gas, all kinds of things. That's backing, those assets are backing our currency, our new USN. And it's U.S. dollar, but it's new, so they use USN as the designation. Now, the new printed money that's at the redemption centers and is at the banks already is United States Treasury notes. So I call them United States or USTN, okay? Because you shouldn't have Federal Reserve note on those at all. You'll only have United States Treasury note on the bill. And I think there are slightly various shades of color. They're not rainbow currency per se, but they are, you know, they do have a green tint or a blue tint or a slightly yellow tint or whatever, okay? They do have slightly different colorations than our current money, okay? So that is available at the redemption centers and at banks, and they've ceded both of them to both. And they want to try to limit us to about $3,000 at the redemption center of that new currency, our new currency. Now, with the removal of the United States dollar, the fiat dollar, you're also going to see the same thing happen in Europe with the euro. The euro is going away and being replaced by each country's own currency. So like France will have their French franc again. Germany will have the Deutsche Mark again. Italy will have the Italian lira. And Spain will have, I think it's the peseta in Spain. I'm not positive about that. But I haven't been to Spain yet. Well, I never been to Spain. No, I haven't been to Spain yet. But I kind of like the music. I do like the music and the dancing. So that's on the bucket list to go to Spain and Portugal. Got to do that too. So everybody in Europe that's part of the euro now is going to have their own currency. We should see this change over the next few days, maybe even by Thursday. We see that replacement. So what about the RV? Well, the RV and the new money that we're talking about, the new USN, is going to save the currency that we have as a dollar. It will replace it, and our banks will be, once the RV and our exchanges start, the banks will be made whole again from the exchanges that we do. And the redemption center exchanges will also, fund, obviously, Wells Fargo and other banks. So it's all good. It's all going to be great. And the timing for the RV, based on what happens with the dollar, maybe over the next couple of days, could be here a couple of days later. I've heard it could be at the same time, or it could follow maybe by a couple of days, which would look at like a Friday-Saturday start for us, Friday-Saturday of this week. We heard that a couple of our sources were talking about like a Wednesday-Thursday start, but then a more recent source tonight that we received was talking about a couple of days later. So that would be like a Friday-Saturday start for us, which is great. We can do that. It's still this week, because we had other people saying it's going to be this week, but when? And then we had one that said, well, it's going to be later this week, not early this week, not middle, but later. Could be Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, later this week. But it should be this week. So that is pretty much the intel that I wanted to get out to you guys today. So if you're hearing anyone say there's no such thing as call centers or redemption centers, I think I'd look the other direction and just drop them, because it's just not true. They don't have the proper information, and they're misleading their listeners. So don't fall for that. I want you guys to get the best deal you can get. I know the contract rate on the dinar. I know what it is, and I know you can only get it at the Redemption Center. So make sure that you know that and set your appointment up. Would you rather set up an appointment, know on a certain time, on a certain date, you'll arrive, you'll get there no more than 10 minutes early, you'll take 35 to 40 minutes and get everything done and come out with a big smile on your face and be ready to enjoy your newfound wealth, the blessing? Oh, I got to say one thing, too, about med beds. Yeah, there are no pre-appointments per se for med beds. However, when you do go into the Redemption Center, they are giving preference to those of us who are in dire need and have Zim. The reason is they want us to be around for a long time to see our projects to completion. They want us to live for another 100, 200, 300 or more years. You see, so we can be on this earth and see these things come to fruition. I don't think all our projects are going to take that long, but some of them might take a while to get everything like we want it. Being in good health is important. And getting in and out of the med bed is a life changer for a lot of people, let's face it. I'll say this. When you go in to the Redemption Center, and this won't happen at a bank, by the way, only at a Redemption Center, and you tell them that you have a need, you tell them kind of what it is. You don't have to prolong it or go into too much detail on it. But what they will do, if you're a Zim holder, they will enter that information with a keystroke in the computer. You'll be in the system. And my understanding is, with the information they have, which is your phone number and your email and all that, they would call you to set up your med bed appointment. They would call you and say, okay, we understand, blah, 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 you have this and that. I said, we have an appointment set up for you at this close med bed center to you, and then that would be how you'd end up showing up and getting it there. Now, there's nobody that's making a list that where you have to pay money or anything like that to get preference. The med beds are free to you, and which is a real blessing, and so we're going to get that free. You don't have to worry about paying for it. It's free. And I told you guys, there are 23,500 hospitals that have med beds already retrofitted in them. Two med beds in half of them. The other half of the hospitals have four med beds. How do we know that? We know the guy that's over all of it in the United States. Okay? And, oh, yeah, they're real. Yep. I know 7 cases personally that I know of where, now this is military, but they have gone in and had limbs regenerated, everything that you can imagine, fixed, redone, regenerated, new arms, new legs, everything. It's just fantastic. So when we go in, be prepared for that. You're going to have a really great experience. So when you go to the MedBed Center, when you go there for your own appointment, you can bring a list of 6 people that you would like them to call to refer to come in for an appointment, for their MedBed appointment. Okay? So think of your 6 most prescient people that need, dire need, whether they're Zim holders or not, I don't think matters, but just, in fact, I would say non-Zim holders in general, but 6 people, make your list and put, if you have an email for them, go ahead, but you need name and phone number for sure, and it might help if you knew the city and state that they live in. If you can do that for 6 people, you know, you've done a lot. And that way, those people will be, they have to be people that you know, because this is a personal referral that you're making, so that they would be contacted based on your knowledge of their needs. Okay? All right, that's something I wanted to clarify for everybody. I don't think we've gone into too much detail on that, but I wanted you to know that that is how it's set up. And we are looking good for this week. I don't know if it'll be Friday or Saturday, but pay attention to what happens with our U.S. dollar over the next several days. And the other last thing, don't forget, EBS, EAS, Emergency Broadcast System, Emergency Alert System, are set up and ready to be implemented. Now, I think they might be implemented. They might use it to announce our new currency, the USN dollar. They may do, I would hope so. And they'll probably use it to talk about different aspects of the tribunals, everything. Maybe they'll talk about child trafficking and all that stuff, everything that we've heard of. You know, the dumps, the underground tunnels, all of that stuff. A lot of that has been cleared out. Most of it is, I think. And I just want everybody to be aware that these broadcasts are supposed to be on all of the news channels worldwide. And 6 hours a day on the news channels, I believe, only. I don't think it's going to be on every channel. It's not going to be on Animal Kingdom. It's not going to be on football. It's not. I think it's only on the news channels. But if certain channels don't capitulate and come to the party, guess what? Our military will step in, and they'll use military broadcasters to take over those networks. Just saying. So be prepared for that possibility. Can't wait to watch the first 6 hours of what comes out, and how they bring it out to us. But some of what's going on with that and with regime change and all that stuff is cover for us going for our exchanges. Okay? So everybody is going to come out pretty well. We understood tonight we should be receiving something like that tariff dividend. It might be higher, but right now we're thinking it could be $2,000, could be a little higher, coming out as a direct deposit in the next 5 days. Today's the 6th. That would take us to, what, the 11th? That should be something we'll see in the next 5 days. So that, we don't have a latest update on Doge. We don't have the latest update on R&R. Oh, they were supposed to decide Sunday, which was last Sunday, whether or not we're going to have that in our quantum accounts or whether it's going to come into a direct deposit to our bank accounts. And we don't have that decision of what they decided. They were supposed to decide that last Sunday. So we'll see whether that has been done. So we've got that to look forward to. We do think we're going to get an increase in Social Security this month. We'll see. Okay? We'll see what happens. That's one we don't want to hold our breath for because we've been doing that for a number of months now. But we are going to get a real major blessing this month. I can't wait to get the numbers. And if you say, well, how do I know I have the right number? Well, if you get an email from Wells Fargo, the Wells Fargo, and it looks legit, you should have the correct number and the instructions in that email. Then we'll have our number. Whenever I get it, I'll give it to Bob to put it on the website, bigcalluniverse.com, and then you'll see it there, and then we'll also send out our own emailing to you, which will include that same number. Okay? And that'll be for the United States. I don't know what we're going to do about Canada, because I know we have some Canadian listeners that are in our system. So remember, Canada, you have your own 800 number for your own 800 number call center or your own redemption centers in Canada. Okay? And that's what I wanted to say tonight. I want to thank Sue and Bob and GCK and Doug and Pastor Scott and Jeannie. Thank you guys for your continued help and support of the Big Call. And thank Big Call Universe. Of course, our satellite team, our SAT team for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe. We're in our 15th year of the Big Call. Can you believe it? So you guys enjoy this week. Pay attention. Watch what happens to our fiat dollar in the next few days. And let's see if we get notifications coming shortly thereafter. All right? So let's pray the call out, and then we'll say goodnight. Lord God, thank you so much for the Big Call and for the Big Call Universe that tunes in to us Tuesday and Thursday nights. We're in our 15th year. Thank you for God's grace. Thank you for everything that you're bringing to us in the way of information, in terms of the blessing, in terms of our future, and what's going to happen after this goes and we come out of the redemption centers. Thank you for that. Thank you for everything you've done in our lives to get us to this point and what you're going to do to carry us over the threshold. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and I will look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. We should be looking pretty good. We'll see if we have a celebration call or if it's an information call on Thursday. All right? God bless you guys.